Shade Up Punjab AM 600, your favorite news talk station. Tuhanu sare nu pyar bhari satkaar bhari sat sri akaal Nikki ji aayan nu. Welcome to the show worldwide only on Shade Up Punjab. ਦਿਨ ਜੀ ਅੱਜ ਵੀਰਵਾਰ ਨਵੰਬਰ 13 ਤਰੀਕ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਘੜੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ 1:16 ਹੋ ਗਏ ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਥ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ 3 ਤੱਕ ਰਹੇਗਾ ਸੋ ਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਬਾਲੀ ਦੇਰ ਨਾਲ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਆਪਾਂ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਖਾਸ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਐਂਡ ਜੀ ਅੱਜ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਚੇਂਜ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹਰੇਕ ਕੋਈ ਇੰਪਲੋਈ ਵਰਕਰ ਅਤੇ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਫੈਕਟ ਕਰਦਾ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋ ਅਕਸਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਿਆਲ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਵਿੰਟਰ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਆ ਫਲੂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕੋਲਡ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਆ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਾਂ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਕੂਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਠੰਡ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਅਤੇ ਕਲੀਨਿਕ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੰਮ ਤੋਂ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਲੈਣੀ ਆ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਪੇਪਰ ਲਿਆਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਚਿੱਠੀ ਲਿਖਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਉਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੀ ਸਿਗਨੇਚਰ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੰਮ ਤੋਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਸੋ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਇੱਕ ਨਵਾਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇੰਪਲੋਇਮੈਂਟ ਸਟੈਂਡਰਡ ਰੈਗੂਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਫੈਕਟਿਵ ਹੋਇਆ ਇਨਸ਼ੋਰ ਕਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇੰਪਲੋਈਜ਼ ਆ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਿਹਤ ਨੂੰ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਹ ਫੋਕਸ ਕਰਨ ਕੋਈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਟਾਈਮ ਮਿਲੇ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੀ ਅਪੋਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਅਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਪੇਪਰ ਵਰਕ ਲਿਆਉਣ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੇਸਟ ਨਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਵੇ ਸੋ ਇਹ ਜੀ ਉਪਰਾਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਸੋ ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਸਰੀਨਾ ਵਰਮਾ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਕਾਲਜ ਆਫ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਸ਼ੀਅਨਸ ਤੋਂ ਸੋ ਇਹ ਜੀ ਹੈਲਥ ਸਿਸਟਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਅਤੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਨਿਊ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਰੂਲਸ ਅਤੇ ਇਨਸਾਈਟ ਬਾਰੇ ਇਹ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਸੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਹ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਇਨਫੋਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਆਓ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰੀਏ ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਅ ਚੇਂਜ ਦੈਟ ਅਫੈਕਟਸ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਰਕਰ ਐਂਡ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਇਨ ਬ੍ਰਿਟਿਸ਼ ਕੋਲੰਬੀਆ ਇਮੇਜਿਨ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਸਿਕ ਐਟ ਹੋਮ ਆਰ ਯੂਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਕੈਚਿੰਗ ਅ ਕੋਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਜਸਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਪੀਸ ਆਫ ਪੇਪਰ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਯੂਰ ਅਨਵੈਲ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਐਕਸਟਰਾ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਟਰੈਵਲ ਐਂਡ ਟਾਈਮ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਹੋਮ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਸਟਿੰਗ ਇਫੈਕਟਿਵ ਇਮੀਡੀਏਟਲੀ ਨਿਊ ਰੂਲਸ ਇਨ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਵਿਲ ਲਿਮਿਟ ਵੈਨ ਇੰਪਲੋਇਰਸ ਕੈਨ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਸਿਕ ਨੋਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੇਅਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡਰਸ ਮੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਸਪੈਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਦੇਅਰ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਸੋ ਦੀਸ ਚੇਂਜਿਸ ਏਮ ਟੂ ਰਿਡਿਊਸ ਅਨਨੈਸੈਸਰੀ ਪੇਪਰਵਰਕ ਲੈਟ ਵਰਕਰਸ ਫੋਕਸ ਔਨ ਰਿਕਵਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਲਾਓ ਡਾਕਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਨਰਸਿਸ ਟੂ ਫੋਕਸ ਔਨ ਵਟ ਟਰੂਲੀ ਮੈਟਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਕੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਆਨਰਡ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਜੁਆਇਨ ਅਸ ਟੂਡੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਸਰੀਨਾ ਵਰਮਾ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਬੀ ਸੀ ਕਾਲਜ ਆਫ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਸ਼ੀਅਨਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਕਸ ਦੀਸ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਚੇਂਜਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਦੇ ਮੀਨ ਫਾਰ ਵਰਕਰਸ ਫੈਮਲੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੇਅਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡਰਸ ਸੋ ਲੈਟਸ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਹਰ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ੋਅ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਵਰਮਾ ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ ਐਂਡ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਫਾਰ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਟੂਡੇ
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Dr. Verma, can you start off by telling us about your role at the BC College of Family Physicians?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the board of directors and the secretary at the BC College of Family Physicians, which works to support family doctors and strengthen primary care in BC.
Oh, great. Okay, great. These new employment standard rules that are effective immediately, can you explain the main purpose behind them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you're asking. So the goal is to reduce the unnecessary kind of administrative paperwork burden for family physicians, particularly the sick note ones for the short-term illnesses. As you so well said, right? Sometimes you just need a day or two where it's very minor.
Right.
And it ensures people can actually recover at home without needing a medical appointment just to come in to say, hey, I need a sick note and to prove they're sick. So it kind of frees up our time to focus on the patients and the British Columbians who truly need real care at that moment.
Great. And, you know, obviously, as per this release, employers can no longer ask for a sick note for the first 2 short-term absences of 5 consecutive days or fewer. So how will this impact doctors and patients?
Yeah, so a huge impact, actually. It saves physicians time from completing the paperwork that doesn't actually contribute to patient health. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if someone needs to see the doctor, that's necessary. But there's so many unnecessary appointments. Mm-hmm. So that opens up more time for patients with urgent or complex needs or the ones that need to get seen for medical reasons.
Mm-hmm. Great. And, you know, yeah, and I think Minister Jennifer Whiteside mentioned that as well. You know, unnecessary medical appointments take away from patients. So now, Minister Josie Osborne said no one should have to choose between their health and their job. How do you think these changes will affect employee stress and mental health?
Yeah, so for employees, hugely, right? It removes that pressure on people to prove that they're ill when they're already feeling unwell and then have to boot it out to the doctor's office just to get that note. Mm-hmm. And it supports employees in taking the time they need to recover without that fear of job repercussions that kind of comes in as well. And for family physicians, believe it or not, we spend 20 to 30% of our time on paperwork.
Wow.
And it removes that unnecessary time. And imagine how much more time we have then to focus on patients' medical care.
Right. And, you know, obviously, you know, a great point there, right? By removing the need for unnecessary sick notes, healthcare professionals like yourself, nurses, pharmacists, even midwives, I guess, can focus on patient care. What do you see as the main benefits of this change?
I mean, the main benefits for sure will be more available appointments for patients mm-hmm. who need timely access. And same thing for employees and patients. And British Columbians has a chance to stay home when you're sick and actually need to be resting.
Right. Now, these regulations apply to all employees covered under the Employment Standards Act. What advice would you give workers taking advantage of these new rules for the first time?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. So we would say use these new protections responsibly. Rest when you're sick, return when you're well, mm-hmm. communicate openly with your employer about your absence, and remember that the goal is to support your health and prevent further illnesses and prevent it from passing on and on. Mm-hmm. So when the illness turns obviously into a more serious case, it is time then to see your family physician.
Correct. Now, obviously, you know, I guess, you know, the scientific evidence shows that minor illnesses like a cold or the flu usually resolve within 5 days. But, you know, any other advice, you know, like you said, if it does, you know, the symptoms, you know, do go longer to go see a family doctor, any other advice in that, you know, in that case, sometimes, you know, a lot of people think it's just minor, but it could be more to that. So, you know, any advice in that aspect?
Yeah, another great question. And the new rule does align very well with the medical evidence and the policy that you mm-hmm. just and the evidence that you just cited. Mm-hmm. I mean, people know their bodies, right? They mm-hmm. know when something is like they're in the first few days of a cold, especially if there's no red flags. That's often when people are just trying to rest. And I have people coming into my office saying, hey, I know I should just be home resting. I totally am. I need to be home, but I'm just here because my employer said I need a note. Absolutely. Right. But, you know, when you do have those extended fevers or you're getting more complex symptoms or it's kind of out of what's normal for you or it's extending longer, you come in and see your family physician. So let's save those appointments for things when we actually need to see people for health reasons mm-hmm. and not just a you know, put a signature on a piece of paper.
Right. Now, how do you think these changes will improve the overall relationship between patients and the healthcare system?
Yeah, it reduces actually the stress for patients who previously had to book unnecessary appointments mm-hmm. and allow them to focus, like I said, on rest and recovery when it's a minor illness. Mm-hmm. And then it allows family physicians to spend more time with patients, which strengthens the healthcare system because we can see more patients who need that medical care.
Right.
When they need it.
Right. And, you know, medical care right now is, you know, is very questionable in BC. And, you know, we know that the government is trying and supporting both healthcare workers, physicians like yourself and patients to the best of their ability, we hope. But looking ahead, are there any other steps you think could further support employees and physicians in balancing health and work responsibilities?
Yeah, it's absolutely a good question, too. And I think it's to continue identifying these unnecessary administrative tasks and working to advocate and streamline those so that the right people who actually need to be filling out these forms can fill them out and then doctors can spend more time seeing patients. So we're encouraged to see the government recognize these issues and take action. Mm-hmm. And every minute we spend less on paperwork is more time spent with patients.
Great. And just off the record, and this really has nothing to do with our topic today, but if you can answer it, that would be great. What are kind of the availability or, you know, anyone looking for a family doctor right now? I've just had somebody message me this. You know, if someone's looking for a family doctor, what is the best way to find one at this point?
That's such a good question because there's so many British Columbians without a family physician. Mm-hmm. The government is working really hard actually to improve that. And some of the new payment systems and structures have become a lot more encouraging. Mm-hmm. I actually work with the learners who have graduated from medicine and are practicing to be family doctors. Mm. And it's really encouraging to see these new graduates getting very passionate and encouraged to come out into the workforce. Currently, it probably depends on which health authority you're in on the best ways to find a family physician. Obviously, word of mouth, but we know that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Each area has the divisions of family practice. that is one route to see if that particular division of family practice in your area has a list of physicians who might be taking patients on. Mm-hmm. The College of Family Physicians of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC, mm-hmm. The licensing body, may also be a resource to kind of advocate for, because they're out there to protect the public. So that's the College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC. So that, the divisions of family practice, and again, word of mouth. But in the background, do know that there is, the government is really taking this seriously, mm-hmm. to look into that. But what's the most encouraging for me is to see those new graduates that I'm teaching, mm, as great. Part of our family practice program. They are passionate and eager, and they're now coming into a system that just is a bit more balanced and makes more sense for them to practice in.
Great. And so they'll be in the workforce hopefully very soon. Yes. In closing, Dr. Verma, any message, or if anyone wants to follow, or they've got more questions about this, where they can get more information, please go ahead and share those platforms.
I mean, I definitely, so the BC College of Family Physicians is an advocacy group for family physicians. Mm-hmm. That's one venue. This particular regulation and law that we're talking about is actually called Bill 11. So anyone can look this up. It became law in BC in May 2025. And so if employers and employees both have questions about it, it's a great place to go for more information on clarifying it.
That's great. Dr. Verma, thank you so much for sharing your insights. It's clear that these changes are more than just paperwork, but, you know, they definitely recognize that health matters and employees shouldn't have to choose between recovery and keeping their job. So thank you so much for coming on today with such a short notice and providing this valuable information.
Absolutely. And thank you for making time for such an important topic. We appreciate it.
We look forward to having you back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.